Hello again. 欢迎你又回到酒馆。If you are into something creepy, this one is for you. You know that living in this world, with our ever-advancing technology and our understanding of the world, sometimes we can get very sure and very arrogant. We're sure of the things we know, of the world we see, and for things that don't really fall into this framework,We simply disregard them. However, outside of our own human perception, there's a bigger world filled with the unexplained. So today, let me introduce a very special organization, the SCP Foundation. SCP 基金会. To understand what kind of organization this is, the best way is to read their mission statement.SCP 基金会的使命宣言里是这样写的 Since the beginning of mankind, we huddled in caves and around small fires, fearful of the things we didn't understand. It was more than explaining why the sun came up. It was the mystery of enormous birds with heads of men and rocks that came to life. So we called them gods and demons.Begged them to spare us, and prayed for salvation. In time, their numbers dwindled and ours rose. The world began to make more sense when there were fewer things to fear, yet the unexplained can never truly go away. As if the universe demands the absurd and impossible. Mankind must not go back to hiding in fear. No one else will protect us.And we must stand up for ourselves. While the rest of mankind dwells in the light, we must stand in the darkness to fight it, contain it, and shield it from the eyes of the public, so that others may live in a sane and normal world. According to its website, the SCP Foundation is a secret organization entrusted by governments around the world to locate,and contain individuals, entities, locations, and objects that violate natural law. SCP 基金会是这样的一个神秘组织，它的任务就是追踪、收容这个世界上所有不符合自然规律的个人、实体、地点以及物件。These things, they're called SCPs.So the foundation is there to make sure that these SCPs don't pose threat to human life, challenge human perceptions of what is real and normal, or cause mass panic. 基金会的主要目的就是通过追踪、收容这些自然规律不能解释的事物来避免它们对人类造成的威胁或者人类世界大规模的恐慌。If you read their Wikipedia entry,You will see that the SCP Foundation is a fictional organization documented by the web-based Collaborative Fiction Project. 维基百科里说 ,SCP 基金会是一个虚构的组织。它最开始是基于 Collaborative Fiction Project. A lot of writers will come together and write a collection of stories. However, if you go on the SCP website,You will notice that this is not like your normal average horror story sites. Most of the writings you will find on the SCP site seem very scientific and academic. They're mostly special containment procedures.
SCP 的官网完全看起来不像一个小说型的网站。它的文字非常干，甚至很枯燥，看起来更像是科技或者学术文献。大多数的文字都是一个个 SCP 的 Special Containment Procedures, 特别收容程序。
Yet because of this academic and scientific style, these writings are able to convey such a sense of horror and creepiness that no other horror stories can really compete with. So in today's episode, I'm going to walk you through some really creepy SCPs.So you can make your own judgment. Before we start the list, you have to understand, SCPs are normally put into three different classes. The first one is safe. These SCPs are understood enough to be reliably contained. The second class is Euclid. These are SCPs that are either not understood enough to reliably contain or that behave in an unpredictable manner. And the third class is Keter. These are SCPs that either cannot be fully contained or that require overly complex and elaborate procedures to contain. Remember these classes. Now let's look at the list of creepy SCPs. SCP-049, Plague Doctor. SCP-049, 瘟疫医生. Object Class, Euclid. SCP-049 is a humanoid entity, so it looks like a human, roughly 1.9 meters, and bears the appearance of a medieval plague doctor.
从外形上看起来像戴着鸟嘴面具的 中世纪黑死病时期的瘟疫医生.
The robe and the mask it appears to be wearing is actually part of its body. SCP-049 can kill human beings whom he considers to be affected by the pestilence.
SCP-049会杀死他认为感染了瘟疫的人,
and then operate on the dead body to make them come back to life again. However, these dead bodies that came back to life are more like the living dead without any brain functions. And they can be extremely aggressive if provoked or if directed by SCP-049. SCP-173, the sculpture. SCP-173, 雕像. Object class, Euclid. SCP-173 is an abstract-looking sculpture constructed from concrete and rebar with traces of spray paint. It is animate and extremely hostile. However, as long as you keep your eyes on it, it doesn't move. But the moment you move your eyes away, or if you blink, it starts moving. Line of sight must not be broken at any time with SCP-173.
任何的时候都不能把目光从他身上移开.
Otherwise, it will kill anyone who's there by snapping the neck of the victim. SCP-439, Bone Hive. SCP-439, 骨潮. Object class, Euclid. SCP-439 is an insect of unknown origin, approximately 2.5 centimeters in length. It is relatively harmless, but when the insect enters the mouth of a sleeping human, it will travel down the trachea and take up residence in one of the victim's lungs. SCP-439 will trigger the body to promote bone growth.
会致使宿主的骨头快速增生.
Since the production of new bone growth is so rapid, the procedure is also extremely painful for the victim, with new bone spurs occasionally piercing through the flesh. In a few days, the human body will mutate into an almost round bone hive for the insects and their offsprings.
不出几天，宿主的躯体就会变异成一个近似球形的骨巢, 供这种昆虫以及它的后代寄居.
SCP-682, Hard to Destroy Reptile. SCP-682,
不灭孽蜥.
Object class, Keter. SCP-682 is a large, vaguely reptile-like creature of unknown origin. It appears to be extremely intelligent and have a hatred of all life. It has always been observed to have extremely high strength, speed, and reflexes. Its physical body grows, decreases, and changes very quickly. Its extreme regenerative capabilities and resilience makes it pretty much indestructible.
不灭孽蜥拥有超凡的再生和恢复能力，基本无法被摧毁。
For example, it has been seen moving and speaking, with its body 87% destroyed or rotted. SCP-169, Leviathan. SCP-169, Leviathan. Object class, Keter. SCP-169 is presumed to be a marine creature of enormous size, known as the Leviathan, by generations of sailors and oral history. SCP-169's body length is believed to be between 2,000 and 8,000 kilometers. The creature is thought to have existed since the pre-Cambrian era. 普遍认为，利维坦是早在前寒武纪就存在于深海的巨大生物。Almost nothing is known about it. For a creature this size, any movement it makes is likely to cause drastic changes to the environment and human world. SCP-053, The Young Girl. SCP-053, 小女孩。Object class, Euclid. SCP-053 appears to be a small, 3-year-old girl. She is capable of basic speech. She has a generally pleasant personality and rarely seems upset. Any and all humans over the age of 3 who make eye contact with, physically touch, or remain around her for longer than 10 minutes will rapidly becomeirrational, paranoid, and homicidal.
任何一个超过三岁的人类在 SCP-053 周围待十分钟以上，或是和他有眼神或肢体接触，就会失去理智，并且有强烈的杀戮倾向。
Most of these feelings will be directed at SCP-053, and the person affected will attempt to kill SCP-053 after first killing or driving off all humans they can see.
而所有的这些杀戮倾向都指向 SCP-053.
Those attempting to kill SCP-053 will suffer massive heart attacks or seizures and die seconds after doing any physical damage to SCP-053. SCP-053 will regenerate almost immediately from any wound, no matter how badly she was hurt.
攻击过 SCP-053 的人会在攻击发生几秒钟后心脏病发作而猝死，同时 SCP-053 身上所有的伤口会迅速自动恢复。
She appears wholly ignorant of these effects and ignores any and all people affected. SCP-096, The Shy Guy.
SCP-096, 羞涩的人。
Object class, Euclid. SCP-096 is a humanoid creature approximately 2.38 meters in height. It has very little muscle and extremely long arms. In addition, it appears to be eerily pale with no body hair. Its jaw can open to 4 times the norm of an average human.It is normally extremely docile. However, when someone sees its face, whether it be directly, via video recording, or even a photograph, it will enter a stage of considerable emotional stress. It will cover its face with its hands and begin screaming, crying, and babbling incoherently.
一旦有人看到他的脸，羞涩的人就会进入极度狂躁和痛苦的状态。
1 to 2 minutes after that, SCP-096 will begin running to the person who saw its face and kill him or her. SCP-096 will then sit down for several minutes before becoming docile once again. So this is today's list of some of the creepy SCPs. It would be very easy to say this is just fictional work.It's a fictional organization. But maybe, just maybe, organizations like SCP Foundation do exist somewhere in the world, protecting us from all of these unexplained entities. That ends today's creepy tale of SCP Foundation. If you're interested in the unexplained, leave us a comment in the comment section. I'll see you next time. Meanwhile, don't look into the darkness.